This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's Friday, heading to a big weekend, and our Braves, well, they're on the West Coast. Our next guest knows the team we're playing very, very well in the San Diego Padres, Tony Gwynn Jr., brought to you by Odyssey. Guys, Odyssey.com, MLB Insider, be smarter, beat the books, get access to data and insight the sports books don't want you to use. It's BetQL. Download BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Tony, tell us about this Padres team, because Mike and I feel like they might be imploding a little bit, especially after the incident with Tatis last week and Machado. Was that overblown? And what's going on with this team right now?
Well, both things are true. I think, well, let's start with the imploding. I think the Padres really in the last month and a half, and you could argue really almost up to the second half, the break, I should say, or after the break, they struggled offensively, and the hope was the pitching would get going and be able to buy time for this offense to get going, and that just wasn't the case. The starting pitching, if not for underperforming or injury, really hadn't pitched well until maybe the last six starts, and even that was sporadic because you had a guy like Blake Snell who struggled all year, started to get it going, then he gets hurt. Chris Paddock started to get it going, then he got hurt. Yu Darvish has really had an up-and-down season, and so that was supposed to be the strong point of this part of this team, was the starting pitching, and that hasn't been the case. And with the offense really almost non-existent the last month when you really needed to turn it on, it's just been a bad mix. Now, as for the Tatis and Machado incident, I think that is really just frustration over that period of time where they haven't played well.
Right.
It was a borderline call that Fernando took exception with and lost his cool. Those things happen all the time. And I think in the long run, it's a good lesson learned for Fernando and how to keep his emotions in check, especially in this time of year when you're needed, your best player on the team. And I think it's also a learning lesson for Machado. Maybe he comes at that a little bit different next time, but His message was correct, that you can't afford to get kicked out of this game. We need you.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, as the Braves are going to pick up with that makeup game. It was only seven innings, only two innings today. We'll see what we got to do with our pitching on this one, Tony. We're feeling good, and then all of a sudden last night was really a gut punch. Braves blow a 4-1 lead. We're still two games over the Phillies. So what do you make of Atlanta? You think we can hang on and win this, or you think we might wind up tied with the Phillies? We're going to get these guys in our place for three games.
I just have a hard time seeing the Phillies close the gap. I see Atlanta as a better team. I see them playing better. As a reason, I know they had the loss yesterday, but I still like their chances. I like their pitching. I like their lineup. I think they're really starting to get well at the right time. And listen, they're going to have to hold off a Phillies team that's charging hard. I mean, Bryce Harper has put himself. You have to argue with the way the Padres have finished and the way the Phillies have kind of surged. He put himself right at the top there with Fernando Tatis Jr. for the MVP. So I ultimately think Atlanta hangs on to it. I think they just have the better pitching when it's all said and done, and that's what it's going to boil down to, I think.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our guest, guys. You ever been on a team that won 12 in a row? Cards rally from five down to sweep the Brewers. They haven't won this many in a row going back to the 80s. This is a pretty impressive run, what we're seeing with St. Louis right now.
Yeah, we just got ran out the building in St. Louis, so I got an up-close view of it. Their team is doing so many things well. I think they defensively, they might be the best team right now the way they play D. And they got some guys who are swinging a bat. O'Neal is really surging right now, coming into his own. You got really their whole lineup right now is playing well, and it's anchored by Yadier Molina. It seems like as he goes, that team goes. And, you know, I've seen this. Having played in that division for a long time with the Brewers, I've seen this act from the Cardinals before. And just when you think they're dead and they're gone away, here they come charging back. And it seems like it's pretty much the same thing this season. So the one thing you don't want to face going into the playoffs is a team that's playing like they're playing, because all bets are off, no matter how good you were during the regular season, when you run into a team that's playing as hot as the Cardinals are.
Right. Have you ever played on a team where you lost the mojo, which seems to be the problem with the Padres right now, because they're looking up at a bunch of teams in the wild card?
I have. I was on, speaking of Brewers, I was on that 08 team that snuck into the playoffs, where we had CC Sabathia basically throwing every third day and just rode him there. But prior to that last run, we played September, I think. We were like 3-11 at one point to start September. In that case, you know, they make the move to fire Ned Yost, and we kind of get our stuff together and end up getting in the playoffs on the last day. But when you have a team that is floundering like that, and no matter how good your roster is, everybody feels it. Everybody is kind of in that dark place. In that case, the move worked. It kind of gave us a fresh start. The Padres, they don't have that luxury, and they really controlled their own destiny, albeit against a tough schedule down the stretch, and they just haven't played well, and you know that's why they sit where they are right now in this wild card race.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our guest, guys, we're talking baseball, and so we talk about the Cards being dangerous. Who else do you see as dangerous heading into the last week of the season, and more importantly, heading to the playoffs? All right, the Cards are a team you might not want to play right now. Who else is on that list?
I mean, Dodgers are always on that list. I mean, they are, to me, they're still the cream of the crop in the National League. Their depth, I think, just is better than everybody else's. And that's been proven over 162 games. I mean, they've missed Betts for a period of time. They've missed Bellinger for a period of time. Muncy's missed time. They've missed Kershaw for quite a bit of time. And they just keep rolling, no matter what the scenario is. How bad? Because remember, at one point they were playing horrible. They, at the beginning of the season, there was a time where they fell to third place and were behind both the Padres and Giants. But they rolled that wave, and it's just a slow build for them. They've been there, done that. They know how to make this thing work. And so for me, yes, the Cardinals are the team that's playing well right now. They're surging, but that doesn't mean that the Dodgers still aren't the team to beat. I still believe that's the case in the National League.
It's a Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, our Odyssey MLB insider here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're asking, like, Tony all these questions. When you play baseball, what happened? Because, like, for instance, the Giants. We saw Gabe Kapler. Remember when he was with the Phillies, Carl, and how he's just like a lost puppy?
Yeah.
And I mean, basic strategy that he was missing on. So the Giants, and you told us they weren't going to go away, and the Giants just keep on doing some amazing stuff. They beat us with a pitcher, pinch hitting with a sack fly a few nights back. So do you see the Giants and the Dodgers potentially? I got to look out, see how the matchups all play out, but that might be your NLCS, could it be?
I mean, certainly. Listen, I think when you're dealing with the Giants, when you have a magical season, I mean, there's obviously a lot that has to go right. In their case, the veterans that people had kind of pushed to the side and said that, you know, they were kind of washed and they were on the backside, they've proven that to be wrong. But to go along with that, you need a little bit of luck, and they've had a lot of that. They took some one-year gambles on a guy like DeSclafani. Gausman, he takes his qualifying offer, and he comes back, and they've gotten great years out of him. And then you get a guy like Webb, who I don't think they even expected to be in a rotation. He's been probably their best pitcher all season long. So you had that. And it's funny, you mentioned Gabe, who I played with in Milwaukee, how much of a change of scenery he has made. I mean, much like players, managers are saying, when they're confident and they're pushing all the right buttons like he is, there's a different swag to him. And I've witnessed it over the last three games while they've been here in San Diego. I mean, just the way he goes out to make a pitching change, it just has a different feel to him this year. And that's due to a lot of credit to him and that Giants organization. They put together a team, and it's unique. They don't play baseball the same way most teams do. They'll match up in the third inning. They'll make changes. They keep six position players, extra position players. Nobody else in the league does that. And so they play a different brand of baseball, and it's worked all season long. So, yes, that team is dangerous because they're good, and they've been lucky all year, and you need that to be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.